Shalom Aleichem, welcome Sunday Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. Today the first Amud of the week, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. We will begin the top line, Tanya Kavasi D'Shmuel. The Gemara previously had Machlokes last week regarding can you touch a dog when there's a mad dog going around, are you allowed to touch it when you kill it, or are you not allowed to touch it? Tanya Kavasi D'Shmuel says in Gemara, there's a brace like Shmuel. It says, when they would kill the dog, they would only kill it only with something that could be thrown, meaning to say they did not touch the actual dog. And then says the Gemara, this actually really says the price of the chayif bay mistaken. One, a person that he was robbed by it, he's in sakana, he's in danger. And then, however, the nachas lemayis, but a person that is bitten by this dog is unfortunately going to die. So now, says the Gemara, what could be a takana? What could be a way how to heal the person? The chayif mistake, and the Gemara is going to go now and dash in each part. The chayif mistake, and the Braisa said over here that a person that is rubbed by this dog is in takana. My takante, what should he do? After the Gemara nishlach money v'nirhet, he should take off his clothing nishlach money and the bach and v'nishdinu kamei and throw it in front of the dog. And then Venera then run away. Okay, there's a lot of things going to come up over here, a lot of different types of medications, a lot of interesting types of concoctions, and it happens to be, I've heard that throughout the recent times, a lot of things have been proven to be beneficial, things that are making sense. It's funny, what Chazal knew many, many years ago. Says Gemara, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Chaf Bechad Minai B'Shuka, He was robbed by one of these dogs in the shukah, in the marketplace, in the street. So what did he do? Shalchinu l'mane, he took off his clothing, and v'shadi kamei, and threw his clothes before the dog, and v'rot, and ran away. Amar kiyamti v'atmi achach matachai v'alel. I was mekayim by myself, the achach matachai v'alel, meaning to say that wisdom is mechayah. It makes people live, the people that have it, because I listened to what I heard, I listened to the member that I heard, and Mamela, I did such a thing, and that's why I was saved. Says Gemara, now, let's discuss, now we're talking about if somebody was bitten by the dog. Now, the Nachsle Mayas, somebody that was rubbed by a dog. Now, what about if somebody's actually bitten by a dog? The Nachsle Mayas, it says that a person that was bitten by a dog is going to die. Maita Kante, what should he do? Amrabai Abai says, Nese Mashka de Apa de Dichra. He should bring the skin of a dichra, a male. The apa is a, I checked it up in article, it's called a pool cat, some type of pool cat, some type of cat. V'nichta v'lei, and he should ride the skin of this animal. Ana planya bar planisa, so-and-so, the name of my mother. Amashcha the apa the dichra kasivna alach, on the skin of a zachar, of this pool cat, of this animal, on this skin I am writing to you. And what does he write? He writes, Kanti Kanti Kulieris. These words, Armilon, some say, Kanti Kanti Kulieris. Okay? These words, and he says, Ka Ka Hashem Tzavakos, right? Ka Ka Hashem Tzavakos, Hashem is the one in charge of all the things of Shemayim, Amin Amin Selah. Okay, he writes this on the skin. And then what does he do? And he takes off his clothing. And he puts it in a cemetery. And the Bachad, the Parshat Rachim, I guess the cemetery is at an intersection. Okay, and I guess some type of cemetery. And the Hanach. And then says the Gemara Bashdrachim Atris Yachin until 12 months. Shema Shata. Sorry. See over here. I have the over here. Says the Gemara. Yukina Bei Krivi Bashdrachim Atris Yachin Shata until 12 months of a year. Lubasehachi. Afterwards, Nafkinu. He takes it out, v'neklinu b'sanura, and he burns them in an oven. And then what does he do? Un vardinu the kitmes aparshas terachem, and scatter the ashes at parshas terachem, also at the intersection. In these 12 months of the year, kishasi maya, whenever he drinks water during these 12 months, leilishti ela begufsa d'nechasha, he should drink only through a straw of nechashas of copper. Why should not drink directly from the thing? Dilma chazi bavua d'shida v'lestakein, because if he drinks directly from the cup, he might see a reflection of this shade, and he might become in a matzav sakana. Kiha d'abba bar marta. Just like what Abba Bar Marta did, who Abba Bar Minyumi is also Abba Minyumi, he was also the same person. Of the Le'ime, Guvsa Didava, his mother made him a golden straw, Vitasi, and he got healed. So Mamela, he did such a thing, and it was smart, and he was all good. Says the Gemara, Vayin Amar Basya, Rabbi Yasa also said, Rabbi Yasa said, if a person has Hachesh Begroinai, a person he's not feeling well in his throat, he should base two things on Shabbos. Says the Gemara over here a story. Rabbi Yochanan had this thing, that this disease that was suffering, he had on Shabbos regarding the throat. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan chash b'tzvidna. Rabbi Yochanan was suffering from tzvidna. This disease, I guess, that was in the throat was called tzvidna. Also, gabadahi matrinisa. He went to a certain woman, a professional doctor. Avdalei milsa chamsha mali shapsa. She made for something for him a cure that was on the chamsha on the fifth day of the week, was on Thursday. Mali shapsa, and the day before Shabbos, which was on Friday. So that's what she did, a cure for him those 2 days. Amar la, he said to her, b'Shabbos mai, on Shabbos, what should I do? Meaning on Shabbos, do I have to what should I do on Shabbos? Do anything? I'm relay loitzerech. You don't have to do anything on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yochanan asked, furthermore, if I actually am going to need, this cure on Shabbos, which I do, I'm relay. Fine. The kid says, so I don't think she asked it. I answered this question. But then she ended off, I'm relay. You should swear to me that you're not going to reveal this cure. This is what I want to say as my cure. You should not go reveal to anybody else. I want you to make such a shua. So what do you do? He actually made a shua. Basically, he said that I'm going to swear to Hashem that to Hashem I will not reveal it. Okay. Nafak, he went out. Derasha b'firka, he went and actually went and actually said this parabim. He said this in the shir. He said the actual cure. Says, so what happened over here? Says Gemara, I understand something. B'ha'ish tabula, but ilchari, he swear to her. How on earth could he do that, such a thing? I'm the Gemara le'lakad Yisrael, who the boy Magalena? Halam Yisrael Magalena. He said to Hashem, to Hashem, I'm not going to go and reveal it. But to Klal Yisrael, Badam, and reveal it. And there's a lot of mefarshim over here. He basically didn't say, in the name of Hashem, he said to Hashem. Says the Gemara, V'ikach l'Hashem, l'chadis l'Hashem, he says, not going to. D'megad le'mekar, the Gemara. He went, and he actually, before, he said, I'm going to, my shua that I make right now is not a real shua. And Mamela, he was able to go do it. Says the Gemara, now we want to go and know what was this type of cure. Says Gemara, my Avdalei, what did she do for him? Amar Bacha Bredir Rav Ami, Mesa Ar, she had yeast, water, shemen zayis, olive oil, melech, and salt. All together, I guess. Rav Yema says, Sar Gufei, shemen zayis, and melech. It had in itself yeast itself, olive oil, and salt. Rav Ashi Amar, Mishcha de Gadfa de Avza. It had the fat, Mishcha de Gadfa de Avza, of a goose's wing. Interesting. Okay. A lot of interesting things. Okay. Fine. Says the Halakha Gemara, Amar Abaye, no avdil kul. When I had all this bad disease, I tried all these stuff, le'itasoi, but I was not cured. Ad amli alutayo, until a certain Arab merchant told me, Isik hashyasa dezesa, le'molu tilta, go bring pits of olives. That still is, they're not, it's not ripe yet. It did not grow a third yet. Uklinu benura amar chavta, and burn them in a fire on top of a new Murakata, a new like type of things that farmers use. Maybe like a pitchfork, burn on top of it. The abik vivachi the kavi dari, and then put the ashes on a row of your teeth. Avdahachi v'tasai. He did this. Avdahachi. I did this v'tasai, and I was cured. Okay. Says Igmar. Me my hobby. Where does the svinda? Where does it come from? And Igmar. Mechamim mechamim midechiti from eating very very hot wheat. Very hot wheat. Bread umeshiri kasa darasana, and from fried fish like mixture that was left overnight. Okay, umay simane. What is a simen? What's a proof or like a symptom of this terrible thing? So what's a symptom that you have it? It says Gemara kadrame midi bevache. When he puts something in his teeth and va'asa dema mibei dari, and then. However, unfortunately, blood comes out from his rows of teeth. He puts something, and then blood comes out. Says Gemara. Now continues to talk about this tzvinna thing over here. Rabbi Yochanan ki chosh b'tzvinna, when he was sick with tzvinna, avad hafi b'shabsa v'itasai. He did this on Shabbos, and he got a cure. What did he do? He did. He had to go do things that were awesome with the Raisa to go do this to get this concoction that this woman, this professional doctor, said about before. He did this on Shabbos. Fracting Mara. Rabbi Yechonah even Hechay Avirachi. How could Rabbi Yechonah have done such a thing? L'chayra. How could he have done if this was Yisurim Deraisa? I could do such a thing. Amalach by Yitzchak. Shani Tzefina. The old Tzefina is a problem. Why? It's different. Hayul Maskel Bepev V'Garim Ibnei Ma'ayim. It starts, it starts in the mouth, but it continues to the B'nai Ma'ayim. It goes, it goes to his intestines. It gets very, very dangerous. Mele is able to go do such a thing on Shabbos. Now, for the Gemara, stam a question. I understand something. Who do you follow? Like, according to who are you going to that you're doing this Yisurim D'Oraisa? Rabbi Masim ben Cheresh. You're going like Rabbi Masim ben Cheresh. The Amar Chosh Begrenim Matim Leisam B'Shabbes, a person that has pain in his mouth, L'Chayra, he's allowed to go put medicine for him on Shabbos. But L'Chayra, Reb Masi B'Cheresh said this himself, but L'Chayra, the Chum argued. Because Chum argued already on before. The Chum said regarding getting being bitten by a dog and feeding the person from the dog, that the Chum argued. So L'Chayra would say, maybe the Chum argued on this, and you're telling me I'm only going like Masi B'Cheresh. You're saying that it was you did such a thing. You're going like Masim Mecharesh, not like Duh. Chachamim. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yechonah answered, Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abba. No, I'll tell you pshat. Shani Amar B'zu B'Lai Ba'Acheres. No, I say that no. I say that Be'etzem, the Chamam were Moide to Rabbi Masim Mecharesh regarding the Matin Lai Sam B'Shabbos when something was wrong with a person's throat. And the only time they were arguing on Rabbi Masim Mecharesh was regarding to the being bitten by a dog. However, the cure for going to put medicine for somebody that has problems with his throat on Shabbos, that I believe the Chamam were Moide to Rabbi Masim ben Cheresh. And I'll bring you a proof, says Gemara. Gemara says as follows. I'll bring you a proof. Let the following, right, the following Braisa should go and be a Raya, should be a proof for him. Because it says in the Braisa, Mishach Si Yerukin, a person who wears Yerukin is like something become yellow, something become green, the skin, something very bad. They feed him, they're able to feed him the basar of a chamar, the basar of a donkey. Even though a donkey is not a kosher animal, you're allowed to go feed him from a donkey. A person that was bitten by a dog that was boom, boom, a mad dog. You're allowed to go feed him from the liver, part of its liver. Okay? And the third case is a person that has pain in his mouth. You can put medicine in his mouth. This is Rav Masi ben Cheresh. These ain't behind Mishum Refuah. Don't have a Refuah. Okay, so now, there were three cases over here. Yerakain, right? There was a person that had Yerakain, this thing that the body becomes a green, yellow. Then it had a something from a kalf shaita, right? And then it had v'chayshish begrin, v'chayshish befif. So now, the chachamim and the chachamim said be'elu, they, be'elu, these do not have a benefit. They're also doing Shabbos because they don't have a benefit. They're not proven to be good. Now it says the ill these. So they don't say that it's not good. It says these, which is coming, which is mashma, it's coming to be mai, it's something else. Be'elu mute mai. What's be'elu coming to exclude? It says these, right? So what's be'elu coming to include to exclude? Mai lav mute sam. The chayra comes to me be saying to be memayit the last thing. Main says as follows. The chachamim meant there were three things over here. The chachamim meant, let's argue on the first two things. You talking about yirukin and talking about the person being bit by a dog. These types of things that can help a person. No shaychus. It's not. Masha ain kain. The last case matin leisam b'shabbos. That I agreed to Master Mecharesh. The chachamim are saying we agreed to our Master Mecharesh that there would be a value, that there is something good. It's actually a cure for a person. So Mamela, that these came to exclude the third case, because the third case, they're masking. So it's a right to what we just said, that they're masking in the third case. Matin Leisam B'Shabbos. The Chamim are masking to our Master Mecharesh, that it's a good refuah. So Abzik Mar, no light. No. Light. When the Chachamim said Be'elu, Be'atzim, they meant all three cases over here. They disagree. What's Be'elu? These, what's it coming to exclude? The Mute, Mazikin Dam, Lis Renchi. When a person had Serenchi, okay? When a person had Serenchi, and Serenchi, I checked it up, is Quincy, okay? When a person has this thing over here, that's what it's called. When a person had this, he used to go take and let out blood from the person, bloodletting, which maybe was a cure. And there, the Chacham saying, these three cases, I'm not masking that there is any benefit. And L'chayra, we're arguing on Ramas Mecharesh, and we're saying even regarding putting something in your mouth on Shabbos, we're arguing saying it's aser because there's no benefit. When are you allowed to? By this bloodletting, if a person had this disease of Serenchi. But in the case of putting something in the throat, that I'm going to still hold Aser. Hachanam Mestabra, it's Mestabra like this. Titania, Shlishdvar, Mam Rabishom, Rabbiyesi, Shasham, Rabishom, Rabmasim, and Cheresh. Three things, and he said as follows. Mazikin Dam, the Serenchi, B'Shabbos. You could go and let blood for Serenchi, Serenchi on Shabbos. Umishanash Lekel Shaita, also these big examples over here. A person that was bit by a kelv shaita, machin le simchatz kavish haloi, v'achayish befe, matin le sam b'shabes, v'cham marmem, be'elu ein behem mishum refuah. The Chacham said, these have no value. And l'chayra, be'elu l'mute mai, what is be'elu coming to be mayet, these, my lav, atarti basreis l'mute d'resha. L'chayra, they're coming to be to saying that the last two we're arguing about, but I'm being memayit the ratio because they're only the ratio. Yeah, bloodletting for this person that had this disease, it's okay. Mashenkein, the case of kelv shaita and the case of matim leisam b'shabbos, that they're going to argue and that they're saying it's aser. What do they mean by be'elu to exclude the case of bloodletting? But mashman the other cases, which includes putting something in the throat on Shabbos, it would be aser. So this is what we just said. No. This is not a riot to what you just said. Maybe atarti dereisha kamaisa umute de seifa. Maybe you could say Chachamim are arguing on the first two cases, the case of bloodletting, and they're saying it's not a cure, and the case of kalav shaita that we said definitely know the Chachamim is not a cure. But maybe we can say that the actual case of the seifa, the actual case of person that's sick in his throat and sick in his mouth, there we can say that the Chachamim, we can still go back and say the Chachamim are masking that there is a cure for this on Shabbos. Okay? So, very interesting Gemara, but as I've said before, that there have been proofs that many Chachamim had very, very amazing medical knowledge to help cure things. And the Gemara Mishnah tomorrow is going to go and talk about back and forth still if the Chachamim might have masked in Cheresh regarding a cure for the throat on things in the throat on Shabbos. Thank you so much for listening. Yashar Koyach. Have a great, amazing day.